Representative Ortez says the atmosphere in Juneau is pretty positive, with most lawmakers focused on resolving the state's $3.5 billion deficit rather than delaying action. Ortez says the House is pushing to get its budget plan complete and to the Senate for consideration sooner than usual,
so that we can get into the process of budget talks across, you know, across both parties and, of course, across aisles, etc.
Ortez is on the House Transportation Committee, where there has been discussion about Governor Bill Walker's call for an increased fuel tax. Ortez says lawmakers from Western and South Central Alaska were worried about how such a tax increase would affect their constituents. But Ortez says the rural areas likely will be the ones that will feel state service cuts the most if new revenue sources aren't implemented.
You know, it's just a good example of how there's no easy answers to this fiscal situation that we're in. But, you know, hopefully the dialogue will continue and we'll be able to give good due process to all these different initiatives and argue the pros and cons and see where it comes out.
In addition to the fuel tax, options to add revenue include an income tax, a state sales tax, and using a portion of the permanent fund earnings. Ortez says none of the options are popular, but something has to be done.
No, I don't want to touch the permanent fund or the way that we hand out the permanent fund dividend checks. And, you know, no, I don't want to start paying an income tax. But the reality is we have to look at some of those things, and we do have to solve this fiscal situation. It's you know, in the best interest of everybody in the state that we do that.
Ortez surveyed constituents in House District 36 before the session to see what residents think about various options to solve the state's deficit. He says the results were mixed, although there was general agreement that the legislature should cut more from the budget.
But then, at the same time, they often, in their survey, will say, but don't cut the ferries, or but don't cut, you know, senior services anymore. And, of course, there lies in the problem. Everybody, in a general sense, likes the idea of cutting the budget. But then when you talk about the specific things, you know, there's strong constituencies for pretty much every government program that's out there.
Ortez says his office does plan to conduct another survey now that more details of revenue options are available. Ortez has co-sponsored a couple of bills. One calls for a constitutional amendment that would solidify a previous advisory vote by the public establishing a 90-day session. He also has co-sponsored a bill that would change the per diem compensation for lawmakers. The bill would prohibit lawmakers from collecting a per diem if a special session takes place in that lawmaker's hometown, and would limit hotel cost compensation to lawmakers traveling on state business to $150 per day. It also reduces reimbursement for meals. Ortez says those changes may not make a big difference to the budget, but
it just makes good sense to me that if we're calling on others to deal with cutbacks and to deal with new revenue increases at the same time as cutbacks, we better be doing what we can to help make ends meet as well.
Ortez says cuts to education and the Alaska Marine Highway System probably are unavoidable, but he will push for cuts that make sense. For example, he says suggested cuts to preschool funding might not be the best choice.
You know, I think the evidence shows that investments in pre-K or investments in preschool programs show that they actually save money in the long run down the road in added education costs for students that don't receive that kind of support in their younger days.
He says some lawmakers have said they want to reduce the base student allocation to schools as well. Ortez, a former public school teacher, says he will continue to advocate for students, the Alaska Marine Highway System, and senior services especially. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.